From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met separately with Israeli and Palestinian leaders today to discuss the thorny issue of Jewish settlement construction in the West Bank. Palestinian officials said again today a settlement freeze is the only way to peace talks, but Clinton is urging them to drop any preconditions for negotiations, and she added that Israel is offering significant restrictions on settlement activity. The main challenger to Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai in that country's upcoming runoff election is widely expected to withdraw. Former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah is slated to make a formal announcement tomorrow. The BBC's Ian Pannell reports from Kabul.
After the large-scale fraud in the first round of this presidential election, Dr. Abdullah laid down specific conditions for taking part in a runoff. They involved the removal of election officials and were designed to mitigate corruption. But in a meeting with President Karzai earlier this week, those demands were turned down. Now Dr. Abdullah must decide whether or not he'll run. A campaign official has told the BBC that his senior advisers have told him not to participate and that he should tell his supporters not to vote.
The BBC's Ian Pannell reporting. The Republican candidate in a special congressional election Tuesday in upstate New York has abruptly dropped out of the race. NPR's Ken Rudin reports the contest is being closely watched nationally as a battle for the soul of the Republican Party.
Didi Scozzafava is a 10-year assemblywoman from upstate New York who was picked by Republican leaders to run for the House seat vacated by now Army Secretary John McHugh. But her views on many issues, such as abortion, gay rights, and taxes, upset many in the party, who said she was too liberal and out of touch. Conservatives in New York and Republicans around the country rallied instead behind the Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman. With her money drying up and polls showing her falling to a weak third in a district that has historically gone Republican, Scozzafava decided to end her campaign. The Democratic candidate is Bill Owens. One potential key to Tuesday's election, the votes of pro-choice Republican women. Ken Rudin, NPR News, Washington.
Pennsylvania's governor and Philadelphia's mayor stepped in to avert a transit strike just hours before Game 3 of the World Series there this evening. For member station WHYY, Susan Phillips has the story.
A strike would have left an estimated 8,000 fans looking for other ways to get to the matchup between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees. But now the city's subways, buses, and trolleys will carry ticket holders to the game. Both Governor Ed Rendell and Mayor Michael Nutter attended meetings late last night between union representatives and the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. This afternoon, the union agreed to continue negotiations and not walk off the job during the World Series. Tonight's game shifts the focus to Philadelphia after two games in New York left the series tied up 1-1. Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels faces the New York Yankees' Andy Pettit tonight. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News. Searchers are still looking for any survivors from the mid-air collision of a Coast Guard plane and a Marine helicopter off the Southern California coast Thursday night. 9 crew members are missing. So far, there's been no sign of them. Federal regulators have shut down 9 more banks. They'll reopen Monday as part of U.S. Bank. Shirley Jihad of member station KPCC in Los Angeles has more.
Federal regulators say it is the fourth biggest bank failure so far this year. California National Bank and its 68 branches are closed, along with 8 smaller banks, all owned by a private company based in Illinois called FBOP Corp. The branches in California, Arizona, Illinois, and Texas all will reopen next week under the name U.S. Bank. It's a division of U.S. Bank Corp. based in Minneapolis. U.S. Bank has been looking to acquire more branches in California and Chicago. So far this year, 115 banks have closed. That's the most since the savings and loan crisis. Officials at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corps expect hundreds more to fail over the next 4 years. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
The White House is set to host a Halloween party within the hour for hundreds of school children from the Washington, D.C. area. There's a huge stuffed black spider dangling from a web of string from the portico where President and Mrs. Obama and their 2 daughters will welcome the trick-or-treaters. Each will be given a bag of goodies that includes butter cookies made by the White House pastry chef and special M&Ms stamped with the president's signature. The children will then be free to roam around the White House North Lawn, where there will be Star Wars characters, artists, wandering trees, and a skeleton band. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.